Masechet Sachem Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav Arba Asa Shechol Yois B'Shabbat. The Bar Nisakol Melefnei HaShabbat. Divrei Rabbi Meir. If the 14th day of Nisan comes out on Shabbat, the 14th day of Nisan is Erev Pesach, and normally the Chametz is burnt on Erev Pesach. However, since Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbat, you cannot burn the Chametz on Erev Pesach. So instead, all the Chametz should be burnt before Shabbat on the 13th day of Nisan, according to Rabbi Meir. You should leave over just the amount of food that you need for the two meals of Shabbat, and the rest of the Chametz should be burnt already on Erev Shabbat. The Chachamim say that the Chametz can be disposed of at the regular time. You can dispose of the Chametz on Shabbat itself. And according to the Chachamim, you don't necessarily have to burn the Chametz. You just have to dispose of the Chametz. And that could be done on Shabbat, so therefore there's no reason to burn the Chametz before Shabbat. Instead, you can dispose of the Chametz on Erev Pesach itself, even though Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbat. Rabbi Lezer Bar Tzadik Omer, Truma Melefnei HaShabbat, Bechulam Bizman. Rabbi Lezer Bar Tzadik said, if you have Truma that is Chametz, and Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbat, then the Truma should be disposed of before Shabbat. And there's no point in keeping around the Truma that is Chametz until Shabbat, since very few people can eat the Truma. Only Kohanim are allowed to eat the Truma. Non-Kohanim are forbidden to eat Truma. And if you have any leftover Chametz, you would not be allowed to dispose of it by giving it to the dog, and you're not allowed to feed Truma to the dogs on Shabbat, so therefore, the Truma that is Chametz should be disposed of already before Shabbat. However, if you have Chulin that is Chametz, that you should keep it around until Shabbat, and maybe you'll find people to eat it on Shabbat, so there's no reason to dispose of it before Shabbat, and if you have any leftover Chametz that is Chulin, you can simply feed it to the dogs, and that way you would dispose of it at the regular time. Somebody who is traveling in Erev Pesach on his way to doing a mitzvah, such as is on his way to go shecht his korban Pesach, or to maul his son, or to eat a sudas erisin at his father-in-law's house. He had recently gotten engaged, and he was on his way to a sudas erisin, which is a sudas mitzvah. And on his way to the mitzvah, he remembered that he had left some chametz in his house that he had not yet burnt. If he still has enough time to go back to his house and to burn the chametz, and then go back to the mitzvah, in such a case, he would be mechuyev to go back and burn the chametz, and then go back to doing the mitzvah. And since he has enough time to go back and burn the chametz without losing out on the mitzvah, he would be mechuyev to do so. Ve'imlav mibat lo belivo. However, if he does not have enough time to go back and burn the chametz and still go back to doing the mitzvah, if he would go back to burn the chametz, he would lose out on the mitzvah. In such a case, he is not mechuyev to go back and burn the chametz. Instead, he should simply be mevatel the chametz in his heart. He should annul the chametz and forfeit his possession of it. As min haTorah, it's sufficient to be mevatel the chametz, and that way you would not have to burn the chametz. And since you have forfeited your possession of the chametz, and it's no longer yours, you would not be over on Bayira and Bayimasa. However, the Rabbanim require you to also burn the chametz. But in this case, where if he goes back to burn the chametz, he will lose out on the mitzvah. The Rabbanan will not require him to go back and burn the chametz. Instead, he should simply be mabas of the chametz and go ahead to the mitzvah that he is traveling to. L'hatzol min ha-nachr u'min ha-nor u'min ha-listim u'min ha-dleika u'min ha-poilus yivato b'libo. However, if a person is traveling on Erev Pesach on his way to saving people from a takanos nefashos, is on his way to saving people from Gayan, or from a flooding river, or from bandits, or from a fire, or from a landslide. In such a case, even if he has time to go back and burn the chametz, and still go back and save the people, he should not go back and burn the chametz. Instead, he should simply be mevatel the chametz in his heart. And since he's on his way to save people from a takanos nefashos, he should not take any chances by going back to burn the chametz. And even though he does have time to burn the chametz and still save the people, he should not take that chance. Instead, he should simply be mevatel the chametz in his heart and go ahead to save the people from the sakanas nefashim. And somebody who is traveling in Erev Pesach, in order to acquire Shvisa, he wants to make an Erev outside the city, in order to allow him to walk more than 2,000 amos on Yontif. And his reason for walking the more than 2,000 amos on Yontif is for a reshus. It's not for a mitzvah. And he remembers on his way to making the Erev that he had less mechametz in his house that he did not yet burn. In such a case, he has to return immediately to burn the chametz. And even if he will return to burn the chametz, he will lose out on making the Erev. It doesn't make a difference. He still has to go back and burn the chametz. And since his reason for the Erev is for a reshus, not for a mitzvah, he is mechuyah to go back and burn the chametz. However, if his reason for making an Erev is because he needs to travel on Yontif for the purposes of a mitzvah, to go comfort a mourner, or to go to a wedding, in such a case, since his purpose for the Erev is for a mitzvah, if you remember that he has chametz in his house, and he doesn't have time to go back and burn the chametz and still go back and make the Erev, he could be mavato the chametz in his heart and go ahead and make the Erev.